B-Pod Studios.
Anthony, how can we help you, sir?
So, yeah, I thought maybe you could help me out with this girl. So, like, we went out, we had a, me and this girl, Jess, we had a good time, and we went out and had, maybe had a little bit too much to drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a good date and everything, but, you know, we both got drunk. Anyway, so, you know, we hung out at my house, and because she drank so much and, like, the snow was piling up outside, I suggested she stay over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't trying to be all creepy or, you know, baby, it's cold outside kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, God.
But, okay. You know, I mean, I was a gentleman, you know? And, yeah. You know, I slept on the couch.
You slept on the couch?
Yeah. I gave her my bed.
Oh, okay.
And I slept on the couch.
Uh-huh.
I got you.
Okay.
That's gentlemanly.
I woke up from the couch, and the next morning she was gone. I came in the bedroom. It was empty. I don't know. Maybe she got embarrassed because she got so drunk.
Uh-huh.
I haven't really heard from her, you know? And so I'm hoping you guys can help me out.
So, okay. I just got to wrap my head around. So you guys were at your house. You had too much to drink. It was during the snowstorm. So she slept on your couch. And then and nothing happened.
You
slept on the couch. Yeah. You slept in your bed.
Because I'm a gentleman. You know, I'm gonna offer up the bed. You know,
right? I got you.
Very nice.
But my couch isn't all that comfortable either. I mean, I gotta say, my neck hurts after a month.
He made the sacrifice.
I mean, I'm gonna take a grade. You know, I'm gonna get on the couch, give her the bed. You know,
yeah.
Let her have a good night's sleep.
And when you woke up, though, she was gone, and she hasn't called or texted, nothing?
Ghosted. 100%
wow.
Ghosted. I have not heard from her.
Wow.
She was gone when I woke up. I was like, damn, you know, I really thought we had fun.
All right.
How can you ghost a gentleman like you?
Yeah. Let me ask you one quick question. Are you a sleepwalking masturbator? I asked for a reason.
It's happened.
It's happened.
Hey, nobody's ever said anything yet.
All right. All right. Well, you know, I have nothing. We'll try and give her a call for you next, right, my friend?
Hello?
Hi, is this Jess?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Perfect. Jess, I'm so sorry that we're calling you early in the morning. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just explain to you? So we got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you on their behalf for a good reason. So can I explain to you why we're calling?
Okay.
A gentleman whose name I'm going to tell you reached out to us because he feels as if you and he have a connection. He knows you, obviously. You know him. He would love to ask you out on a date. Now, if you say yes to this date...
On the radio,
yes, kind of, sort of. Yeah, he wants us to ask you on his behalf, and in a second you'll understand why. If you say yes to the date, you can pick whatever you'd like to do for a date, and whatever it is you want to do, we'll set it up. So basically, uh-huh. How about I just tell you the gentleman's name, and you let us know if you'd like to do it.
Yeah, okay, I'm feeling a little confused. Sorry, it's like, wait, radio calling me? What?
Yeah, so he was confused, too, because he said that you guys hung out during the snowstorm and that you kind of left his house and he hasn't heard from you since. It's Anthony?
Oh my God, no. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm good. Thank you. That was, like, the literal definition of nightmare. So I'm all set. Thank you.
Well, Jess, what do you mean?
Hold on, you have to let him talk a little bit. Jess, Anthony's on the phone. He's listening to what you said. Hold on, Anthony, stay quiet. Quiet, Anthony. Hold on. Jess, why'd you say it was a nightmare? Because what he told us was you guys had too much to drink and that he let you sleep in his bed while he slept on the couch. Okay, and then you left in the middle of the night or very early in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, yeah. So we actually had a good time. We were hanging out in his house. I got very, very drunk. And, yeah, we were just, like, chill, you know, watching movies and chill, whatever. Then when I was asleep in his bed, imagine you're asleep and then you think like you're having a dream, like it's raining or something. And then you wake up, some random dude is peeing on you.
What?
Peeing on you.
Wait, no. You're saying you dreamed that or did that really happen?
No, no. I woke up and was being pissed on.
That did not happen by Anthony?
What?
No, Why are you laughing? I don't know. Some other dude. Like, not Anthony.
And so, man.
I kicked him in the balls and I got out of there.
Oh, man.
So you were getting peed on. You kicked the guy in the balls and left?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I kicked him in the nuts and got out of there.
Anthony, you lied to us.
Anthony, why?
Unfortunately, I can explain that.
Really?
What?
Go ahead.
I'm dying to hear this.
I can't wait. It sounds like this is like a regular thing at your house.
My roommate and I, we got this joke. It started, you know how guys are, man. It's like, we got this joke. It started like a few years ago when, somebody comes home drunk. And the other guy will pee on them while they're sleeping.
Okay.
You know what?
I have so many questions.
Oh, man.
Who does that?
Clearly, Anthony and his buddy.
His dudes. I know, right? Came home drunk once, and then I got him back, and then it just became a thing.
Well, hold on a second. So, in the morning, did your roommate tell you that he peed?
No, he didn't tell me. I was wondering why he was complaining that his balls were hurting.
Oh, my God.
He was holding them. He was walking around. We were drinking coffee, and he just kept holding them.
What goes on in that house?
That's classic. Jess, listen. That sounds like a perfectly understandable explanation.
Oh. Sure, yeah. We just pee on each other. Well, hold on a second. Reasonable.
Jess, if Anthony promises for his roommate never to pee on you again, he can guarantee that. Will you be willing to give him another date?
I'm sorry, but I'm not into the golden showers. And why do you, that's horrible. You pee on each other? That's disgusting.
Look, you kicked him in the balls real good. I mean, as long as, he promises, we won't do this anymore,
Yeah, maybe they'll grow up now.
What do you think, Jess?
I'm glad I could be there for you for this.
You gotta admit, it's pretty funny. So, you gotta admit. I mean, come on, man.
If you were the one getting peed on.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to admit that's pretty funny. You don't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.